Well, hello, guys. My name is Danielle Bullard. I'm a Senior Ruby Ambassador with Plexus Worldwide, and I just want to say thank you guys for joining us on the call tonight. We took a couple of weeks off for the New Year's, and I enjoyed my family time and relaxation. So I hope you guys have gotten your New Year off to a fantastic start. Of course, we just came off of Super Saturday this past weekend as well, which was a very exciting training provided by Plexus Worldwide. And they also provided us with some really valuable tools, the GoPro book by Eric Worre. And if any of you guys that are listening to this call tonight or the recorded version have listened to any of my other previous training calls, you know how fanatic I am about this book and this training. So I wanted to take the opportunity to teach on one of my favorite skills that I learned. And I guess I'm going to tell you my story as to why this skill is so important to me, but I want to tell you that by far this is the most critical skill that you can learn. If you can't get anyone to take a look at your business, then we pretty much know what your future in network marketing will look like. So tonight we're going to be talking about skill number two in the GoPro book, and it's called inviting people to understand your product or opportunity. First of all, you need to know that this skill doesn't require a great reputation or a lot of influence to get them to take a look. It does require you to learn how to invite. Like Eric, I in the beginning made up in numbers what I lacked in skill. Basically what I did was I called everyone I knew and gave them the pitch with my Plexus gun blazing in hand, and I shot it at anyone that stood still long enough to listen. I really didn't care about relationships. All I cared about is I knew this product worked and there was money to be made. Some joined me but really never did anything other than take the product. One of my biggest problems was that I knew how to sell. I did it for 7 years in a previous home-based business party company. And so if you didn't know how to sell, you really couldn't do what I did. So I didn't have any duplication on my team, and that was why my team was not very – I wasn't very successful in network marketing. What Eric did is he studied successful people in multi-level marketing to see what they did. And what he found was that they weren't hunters, the successful people. They were more like farmers. And I found my own network marketing training from a book called Be the Best You Can Be in MLM. When one of my leaders, my Ruby ambassador, Brenda Bynum, joined me in the business, it was only a couple of short months after I had signed up. And she came to me and she said, look, Danielle, she said, I need to lose some weight and I need to make some extra money. And this was the first person who had come to me and asked me to join the business. So I was pretty excited about that. But the bad part about that was I didn't know how to teach her to work the business. So when my team wasn't growing and there was really nothing happening, I realized that I had to do something. Well, I was fortunate enough, and God has his hand in everything that happens. And so I was fortunate enough to be taking a trip to Mississippi one weekend, and my husband was going to be driving, so I was looking for something to read on the way up there. And trust me, guys, when I tell you I didn't even like to read, the shock that I was even looking for a book in my closet was amazing. So I found this book, and it had a really dark cover with some stars on it, and it had, like, yellow pages. Like, this book was really old. And it said, The Greatest Opportunity in the History of the World. I was like, you know what, short read. I don't even like to read. It's a short book. I can do this one. So I put it in my car, got to driving down the road, and I went and grabbed this book. And I started reading it, and tears literally was running down my face. And I realized that I had gotten this book from my former business partner in the business that I was in previously. This book talked about network marketing being the greatest opportunity in the history of the world, and it talked about what network marketing truly was, what it wasn't, the myths behind it, you know, people calling it a pyramid scheme. Like, this book made me fall head over heels in love with what God had already put in my life. And on top of that, what I thought was really unique, and I'd really, really tear up when I got to these parts, he would reference, like, a weight loss company. You need to go to Amazon.com and purchase this book. You can't get it at any printed bookstores or anything like that. The author's name is John Kalench, K-A-L-E-N-C-H, and it's called The Greatest Opportunity in the History of the World. And when you read that book, you'll have a better understanding of what network marketing is. And that's what John really talks about, is he said, you have to be in love with your product, and you have to be in love with network marketing. Well, once I read that book, and literally, guys, I'm telling you, I read the book all the way through the end, and I was, like, so excited. I went online. He mentioned a book called Be the Best You Can Be in MLM. And actually, he wrote Be the Best You Can Be in MLM first, which is the training guide to network marketing. And then he went back and realized there was a need for people to understand what network marketing really is. So I encourage you guys, no matter how many books you've read, I encourage you to go onto Amazon.com and find that book, because that is a book that literally catapulted my future in Plexus and changed everything about the way that I worked my network marketing business. Successful people build relationships, and they build friendships. They learn how to build trust with people and meet and skillfully transfer the belief they had about their products and opportunity. The goal wasn't to recruit their prospects. Their initial goal was to educate them on what they had to offer and then let the prospects decide if it was something they wanted to do. Put yourself in your prospect's shoes. What does your product or business offer that meets their needs? And I will tell you, that probably was one of the things that I had the hardest time learning, is when you're in sales, you simply display the products and the benefits and the features of a product. And if somebody's interested, they buy it. If they're not, they don't. Well, it's a little different than what we're doing, because what we are doing is we are problem solvers. And so it's really our job, just as a friend or a family member, to identify a problem or a need that your friends and family already have. They don't have to develop this thing. I promise you they already have it. And you have a solution to that problem, whether it be financial or emotional, physical, you know, health-wise. So that was probably the biggest turning point, is, oh, my gosh, I have to stop throwing up on people with Plexus. I have to stop puking Plexus. I have to start listening to my friends and family and what their needs are. And, guys, oh, my gosh, my sales actually skyrocketed. My team started growing. I started reaching out to my team members and saying, hey, you know what, I've figured this out. I called Brenda. Brenda and I did our story the other night, and she said she'll never forget. I called her, and I was like, I've got it. I figured it out. Like, I was so excited that, well, number one, I was embarrassed, and I was, like, so stupid and didn't figure this out on my own. But not everybody wakes up with the skills for network marketing, which is why this book is so amazing, and I really, really encourage you to get a copy of it. So I'm going to talk about the overviews of this skill. I am also going to cover the notes that were done at Super Saturday, and I apologize, I do not have a clock in front of me, so I hope I don't go over. Okay, so first of all, like I said, you want to put yourself in their shoes. What does your product or business offer that meets their needs? You want to use the tools that the company offers us, because that allows for simple duplication. And I cannot drive this home to you guys enough. Don't ever do anything that the average person could not do. I was doing something that the average person couldn't do. I knew how to sell. I knew how to sell the features and benefits. Most people can't do that, and they're not comfortable doing that. So you have to do something that anybody you talk to is able to do. And we have things like the opportunity video, the testimony video. I think you all would agree that anybody could share a video. We have the opportunity calls on Wednesday nights. That's real simple. Just give somebody the call-in number and the access code. Anybody can invite someone to a phone call. We have the catalogs. We have decision packs. Like, literally, there are so many tools that there's no reason that someone can't use one of our tools. So I want to encourage you to invite people versus puking and pitching Plexus on them. As a professional, you're going to be inviting prospects to review a tool or attend an event. Here's what you're not going to be doing. You're not going to be pitching people and trying to dazzle the world with your wisdom. That was me, guys. That's what I tried to do. The approach will feed your ego, but will steal from your bank account. Formula for financial independence in network marketing is this. It is your ability to get a large group of people to consistently do a few simple things over an extended period of time. And I hope that you guys write that down, so I'm going to go back through it. Formula for financial independence in network marketing is your ability to get a large group of people to consistently do a few simple things over an extended period of time. For me and for Eric, we focused and depended on our ability to persuade people to join us. Then I graduated, and so did he, into finding a few key leaders that I could train to do what I was doing, expose people to a tool. And finally, I learned the formula I just gave you and began to focus getting a group of people to consistently do just a few simple things and keep doing them. When that happened, guys, everything changed for the better and my business began to grow astronomically. This all started taking place in June of this year, my serious growth in my team. In addition to that, I started teaching these Wednesday night calls, 30 minutes every Wednesday night. And, of course, they're recorded so you can share them with your team members. So really when I started practicing and preaching it is when my system literally took off, and I started with the power of three. So here are some notes from Super Saturday. That he highlights in the book. But again, you're really going to need the book to get the full benefit of this training. Do not go after your contact list like a salesperson pitching to each and every one of them right out of the gate, like I said. You do have to develop relationships with your prospects and earn their trust. This takes time and patience. Get to know them, their interests, and their problems. Now, I will go ahead and tell you guys that your friends and family, you already have that trust built and that relationship built, which is why I encourage you not to try to go and attack a whole bunch of strangers about Plexus. Use this opportunity to learn the skills that you are learning in GoPro and practice them on your friends and family. You already have a relationship and trust built with them. Then when you get to actually talking to strangers, you will literally be a professional. You'll be really good at it. Practice, practice, practice. You must focus on helping and not selling. Spend a lot of time in the discovery phase and ask a lot of questions. Listen to their problems. God gave you one mouth and two ears for a reason. Think he was trying to tell us something? Listen to your prospects. Take some notes, and if you're forgetful, that way you'll have them for when you talk to them again. You do not have to start off with huge influence and credibility, like I said. The pros will want beginners as well. They say people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Okay, guys, as you invite your prospect, there's a few rules to remember, and these are all broken down in the book. Number one, emotionally detach yourself from the income, from the outcome, not the income, or both. That makes sense. Sorry, guys. You must emotionally detach yourself from the outcome. Think of yourself like a waitress pouring coffee. She doesn't get upset if someone doesn't want any. I know this isn't easy, but it's critical. Don't let your focus be getting customers and getting ambassadors. Your focus needs to be on educating and helping others solve their problems. I have had many ambassadors get their feelings hurt from the no they received that they quit without ever giving it much of a chance. Do not become addicted to an outcome. Make up your mind that you're going to be successful no matter what. Number two. Be yourself, but be your best self. Be yourself, but be your best self. Do not copy, do not be lazy, and don't be fake. Ask yourself, would I want to join me? If you use Facebook and other social media, ask yourself, what values are you bringing to your prospects? And guys, I will tell you, if you'll watch my Facebook, I'm really starting to hone in on this. I'm really starting to be very careful about what I post. Are your posts mainly positive? I can say yes, they are. What do your prospects see when they go to your page? Think about that. Somebody goes to your page, they see you post about Plexus, they're going to go check you out. Why don't you go spend some time checking yourself out and see what you would think if you were a prospect looking to do business with you and join your team? So that's like really big. So be professional, be represented well so that, if you were, just think about that. If you're going to choose a business partner, would you choose somebody that is cursing all over their page or posting negative stuff or putting their drama all out there? I mean, just kind of be conscious of that, guys. Bring some passion. What you say is important, but how you say it is even more so. Let them hear the passion of Plexus in your voice and see it in your eyes. Again, you want to stand up straight and show confidence in your product and business opportunity. And I will tell you that this is probably one of the hardest things, so I like to use the phrase, fake it till you make it. Be very confident. And if you can't be confident in Plexus, You need to keep collecting stories until you are so passionate about Plexus changing the lives that it's changing that it comes across naturally. Remember, you can never say the right thing to the wrong person, nor can you say the wrong thing to the right person. Don't worry if you don't know everything. There is to know about the Plexus products and business. Just show confidence in your belief behind the products and the business, and the knowledge will come. And one of the greatest things I teach my team is if you don't have your own success story in the business or the product yet, your brand spanking new, find someone that does. And your sponsor probably is that person. If not your sponsor, if your sponsor is also brand new, go to their sponsor, which is considered the upline. Just keep going up a level until you find somebody who has a success story that they wouldn't mind sharing with you. In the book, Eric describes his 8-step formula to a professional invitation. Look it over when you have the time to see the basic steps of the invitation process, but don't use it as a script. Be yourself when you're talking to your prospects. Have a plan in place for how you will invite the prospect to look at your opportunity once you've attracted them through being your best self, showing enthusiasm, standing tall, and having confidence. If you don't have the book already, please go to Amazon.com tonight and purchase the book. I personally have both the audio and the hard copy because I am a visual and an audio learner. So I have to listen to it, and then I have to go back to the book, and then I actually have to highlight and underline what I really needed to hear. This next step that I'm going to fly through really quickly is on pages 46 through 66. Think about this. What is your system? What is your invitation process? Or do you have one? Are you pitching, puking Plexus? Are you literally sharing and inviting? Do you call them and talk to them over the phone? Do you provide a DVD or some other tool for them to look at? Are you even using tools? Do you have a plan for when you'll call them back? It is best to go ahead and think all this through so that you can feel even more confident through the process. This also creates a system that's easy to duplicate. If you are not confident with your own invitation process, get in touch with your upline and practice, practice, practice. I want to very quickly read one of the, even though I'm not going to go through all the skills, I wanted to quickly read through one of the ways that he does indirect approach, a cold market prospect, because this, like, is what I like to do. If I go out to dinner or I go somewhere where I had a good service from an individual, I love looking for positive, enthusiastic people because I've been in this business for a couple of years, and now it's time. I went through my warm market. Now it's time for me to add cold prospects into my market, into my pipeline. So this would be Eric speaking to a cold prospect who's done a good job selling you something. This is the direct approach. And he teaches you all the skills and basically what to say in this book. So he would say, now isn't the time to get into this, and I have to go. But you are super sharp, and I happen to be looking for some sharp people. Do you plan on doing what you're doing right now for the rest of your career? They say no. Good. I have something that might interest you. Now isn't the time to get into it, but I have a DVD that explains all of it in great detail. If I gave it to you, would you watch it? They say yes. When do you think you could watch it for sure? They say Sunday. So if I called you Monday, you'll have reviewed it for sure, right? They say yes. All right, I'll check back with you then. What's the best number and time for me to call? They give you their information. Okay, here it is. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for excellent service. Boom, you're done. Okay, so you really want to use this book as a training tool. This is not just a read and, oh, yeah, I get it, and that's it. No. You want to use this as a training guide and a tool to learn and practice each little thing that he suggests. One of the things that I absolutely love, and I use it every time I talk to a prospect, and that is, if I would you, if I were to give you a DVD, would you be willing to watch it? If I were to send you a sample of our Plexus form, would you take it? There are so many things that you can do with this, but Brenda, one of my leader, Brenda, actually told me about this when she was reading through the GoPro book. Here's the funny thing. I recommended that Brenda get the GoPro book based on Sarah Marvel's recommendation. Brenda started reading the GoPro book before I did, okay? We had already learned a lot of these skills in Be the Best You Can Be in MLM, but I was a little slow in picking up GoPro. I don't know. I was stuck on stupid. I don't know where I was, but guys, let me tell you something. Since I've picked up the book, I cannot put it down. In fact, I haven't started another book since I started reading this one. My goal is to go ahead and complete it over three times because he recommends you read it three times and then put it down and start something else. So I'm going to wrap up this call, and I'm going to open it up for questions. I know I kind of really went through that really quickly, guys, but it's just some great knowledge to get you excited and pumped about the new year, but most importantly about learning the skills to perfect your skills, to perfect yourself in this business so that you can appropriately approach people about the income opportunity and about the products that we have that are literally changing hundreds of thousands of lives. I'm going to unmute everyone, and if you could, just hit star 6 to mute yourself if you want to hang out and listen. But if you have a question, just leave yourself unmuted. Okay, guys, that wasn't too bad. We have actually about 6 minutes left, so I apologize if I went too fast. But if I did, this is an opportunity to ask any questions that you might have, and I'll be happy to answer those for you.
Hi, can you recap the, I think it was 2 to 3 books that you mentioned and the author's names for us once again, please?
I sure will. The book that I talked the skills on tonight is called Go Pro, G-R-P-R-O. Y'all got to forgive me. I'm kind of sick tonight. And that's by Eric Worre, and his last name is spelled W-O-R-R-E. And the other two books are by John Kalench, K-A-L-E-N-C-H. And those can only be found on Amazon. And the first one is Be the Best You Can Be. And MLM, that's multi-level marketing, MLM. And the other one is The Greatest Opportunity in the History of the World. Both amazing books.
Thank you very
Another
much.
Book, you're welcome. Another book that I highly recommend, especially for people who are new into network marketing, is called Go for No. And it just teaches you how to deal with no being the gateway to the answer yes. So you hear enough no's, you're going to get to a yes eventually. So it's a really good book to help you look at no's as a positive instead of a negative.
Thank you very much for the recommendations.
You're welcome. All right. Anybody else have any questions about the information I shared tonight? Anybody have any comments? Somebody who's been in the business for a while that's been using some of these skills and how it's helped you? We've got some quiet, shy people on here tonight. Anybody going once? Going twice? Speak up.
Who wrote
the book? Okay, guys, well, that's a wrap for me. Oops, did somebody speak up?
Who wrote the book, Go for No? Who's the author of
Go for No is by, oh, my goodness, I cannot think. Let me see if I can grab it real quick. Hang on just a second. Richard, it'll come to me just as soon as I put my hands on the book. Richard something. I think it's Richard Fenton.
I do have it right here, and it's Richard Fenton, F-E-N-T-O-N.
There you go. Richard Fenton. There you go. Thank you.
And Andrea Waltz. It's two authors. It's A-N-D-R-E-A W-A-L-T-Z.
Yep. Awesome. Okay, guys. Well, as you know, I have kind of been down and out, but I didn't really want to miss this call, doing this call tonight, number one, because I was excited about teaching the information, and number two, I just wanted to get out of the bed. So I appreciate you guys bearing with me through my little brain blurb there. Thank you guys for showing up. Those that show up, go up, and go Plexus, and good night.
Good night,
Danielle.
Bye.
Thanks, Danielle.